This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Kolkata has received 15 centimetre rainfall due to severe cyclonic storm Raimal. The rain continues in the city. In some areas, trees have been uprooted, and in Baranagar, a factory chimney has fallen onto the road, damaging many vehicles. Due to waterlogging on the tracks between Esplanade and Park Street metro stations, operations of metro rail service in Kolkata are affected. Additionally, 40 trees have been uprooted on the Hasnabad-Lebukhali road in the north of 24 district. Gusting winds, albeit with reduced intensity, continue to affect the coastal areas in both South and North 24 Parganas districts. Meanwhile, local train services in Sialdah have resumed, and flights to and from Netaji Chandra Subhash Bose International Airport in Kolkata have been restored. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached to a feverish pitch. Leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are holding back-to-back multiple rallies in poll-bound areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to address public meetings in Kushinagar, Salempur and Chandauli parliamentary constituencies in Uttar Pradesh today. BJP National President JP Nadda will interact with citizens, weavers, artisans, voters in different programs in Varanasi today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Mohan Yadav, will address public meeting in Maner in Patna in support of the BJP nominee of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold election rally in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address public meetings in Chamba and Shahpur in Himachal Pradesh today. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will hold public meetings today in Khusrupur and Maner in Patna Sahib and Pataliputra constituencies respectively. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address public meetings in Jehanabad, Pataliputra and Ara constituencies in support of the RJD and CPIML candidates. Pune police have arrested two doctors of Sassoon Hospital in the Kalyani Nagar accident case. The arrested doctors have been identified as Dr. Ajay Tawre and Dr. Srihari Harlor. Dr. Tawre is the head of the forensic department. They are accused of making changes in the minor's blood sample report, who had rashly drove his unregistered car in a drunken state and killed two young engineers. A retired employee of Akashwani was killed by a speeding car in Noida. 64-year-old Janak Dev Shah was reportedly going to buy milk from a market near his home when a speeding car hit him from the front at an intersection in the area yesterday morning. The Noida police said a passerby called the emergency helpline number and informed them about the accident. After that, a police response vehicle rushed to the scene and took Shah to a nearby private hospital where he was declared brought dead. Director General of Akashwani has condoled the demise of Janak Dev Shah. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has filed an application before the Supreme Court seeking a 7-day extension of the interim bail to undergo medical examination. The top court had ordered the release of Mr. Kejriwal on an interim bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise policy scam case till 1st of June and directed him to surrender on the 2nd of June. Aam Aadmi Party said Mr. Kejriwal's health has deteriorated since he was arrested in the alleged Delhi excise scam. Leaders of China, Japan and South Korea will meet for their 9th trilateral summit in Seoul today. The meeting comes a day after the leaders met separately for bilateral talks with each other on Sunday. According to Seoul officials, the leaders are expected to release a joint statement on 6 areas including economy and trade, science and technology, people-to-people exchanges and health and the aging population. Deepa Karmakar's scripted history clinching India's first ever gold medal at the Asian Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 30-year-old Olympian registered an average score of 13.566 in the women's vault final. This is the first time that an Indian gymnast has won a gold medal in any event at the Asian Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.